This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Get the drink mixes, as many as what you want. There's a lot of delicious stuff right there. Once you get those drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's all of you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games that have been announced and maybe on sale. Avowed is out today in full, and there's a part of the game where the players are divided. And we got some Tony Hawk news. But we begin today with Nintendo. Polygon and Kotaku does have this. And with the Switch 2 coming out, the game voucher program with the My Nintendo Gold Points program will come to an end on March 24th. Now, that program does grant points for both digital and physical purchases, which can be redeemed for the future purchases. Now, Nintendo does have a list of all the details where the gold points can be earned and when that's changing. In fact, Nintendo did say, quote, "All earned gold points will continue to be valid and redeemable for 12 months after they are issued, so plan accordingly." That was added on by Polygon. Now, could that be ahead of the Switch 2 release date? We shall see. Now we go to the Epic Games Store, because Epic is now suing a Fortnite cheater, and they are forcing him to do a public apology video. And the cheater, via Eurogamer, is called Repulse God, with the real name Morgan Bamford. And they tried to scam their way to the top of the multi-million dollar tournament. The actions were announced by the company last night, along with the posting of a humiliating public apology video. And that's where Bamford did admit that he cheated, and he also confirmed that he is banned from Fortnite tournaments for life. Epic Games did say that it did sue Bamford when he emerged that he shared his account with a friend to qualify for the FNCS 2023 Global Championship, which at that year, the prize pool held $4 million. Epic Games did write, quote, "We took legal action against a player who shared their account to unfairly qualify for FNCS. Now they're banned from Fortnite tournaments forever, and their undeserved prize money was donated to charity," end quote. The charity was chosen by Epic Games, and it is Child's Play, which is a very good charity. I wish it would stack up, but it's fine. Now, Epic did say that they were ramping up some legal action on both players who cheated, and they are also trying to boost up the competitive integrity for the tournaments. But could Fortnite be on PlayStation 6? Oh, I said it, because there's a boss, or a former boss, that GameSpot did listen to, because Shuhei Yoshida, which is the former PlayStation executive, says that the system could be launching in 2028. They were speaking to VentureBeat, and Yoshida said the last console cycle was about 7 years long. If that does hold again, PlayStation 6 would debut in 2027. And he said that might be a bit too early, but he also said he has no information about the PlayStation 6. So Yoshida did say, quote, "If the next PlayStation comes out in 2028, that feels right to me," end quote. Now, he also did say that the next Xbox might be planned for 2028 there as well. But that might not be true, because that was all speculation on Yoshida's part. But he did speculate that there was a chance that the next PlayStation and Xbox devices would come out the same year, which would be nearly right on track, because PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S did debut back in November 2020. But when will it come out? Very curious. But one of the developers said it might not have been coming at all. Once again, that's Yoshida. And GamesRadar did pick that up, because Yoshida did reveal that PlayStation 3 lost $1 billion. But the company's TV sellings were good enough to offset the cost. Now, that was an interview with GamesBeat. And Yoshida was talking about the troubles they faced for PlayStation 3. So here's what he said about that. Quote, "The second year of the original PlayStation was very hard. I was very concerned. PlayStation 3 was another hard time. At the time, I was part of management, so I could see the financials. We were losing $1 billion. I thought PlayStation was finished, end quote. Now, while that's a lot of money, Yoshida did say that they were lucky that the Sony's flat-screen TVs were very popular, and the TV side of Sony made enough money to offset the PlayStation 3. Now, after they went to PlayStation 3, they went to PlayStation 4, and that did put the company back on track. So very, very interesting stuff. But we know what's not going to come or going to be on PlayStation. 10 games were removed or are scheduled to be removed next month. PushSquare.com did say that these games will be not available starting Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Monster Energy Supercross, The Official Video Game 6, Resident Evil 3, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney Trilogy, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle R, Life is Strange 2, Life is Strange 2 Colors, Final Fantasy Type-0 HD, Street Fighter 5, and Mortal Kombat 11. But this game could be coming to not just Xbox, but to PlayStation as well. Activision is going, or could be remaking, Tony Hawk. That could happen. Pure Xbox and Gamatsu.com did say that because one of the professional skateboarders, Tyshawn Jones, did an interview with Power 105.1 FM, The Breakfast Club, earlier today. And they were discussing the new skateboarding video games at the time. And Jones said, quote, "I'm in a Tony Hawk coming out, so that's cool. They've got a new one they're remastering, so that's about to come out. I was also in the last one," end quote. And he was talking about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Now, those two games launched on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and on PC via the Epic Game Store. And that was followed by PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on March 26, 2021. It went to Switch on June 25th, 2020, and then went to PC via Steam on October 3rd, 2023. So, could this actually be coming out? Well, this one is out, and people are, divided. Dot Esports did say that one of the Avowed companions does have players divided because they sound like a 14-year-old middle school loser trying to sound tough. Okay, let's get into this. So, people are now exploring the Living Lands, but they're talking about one companion that is causing some frustration, and not everybody agrees with the sentiment. Now, companions in Avowed does assist on missions and in combat, reacting to the decisions you make and your actions with a supportive, critical, or trying to persuade you to take a particular approach. And they were talking about Marius, which is the second companion that is gained in Avowed. He's a grumpy one, and his grumpy nature is splitting the player base. Some people are sick of him because they're saying that the guy is just misunderstood, and others just don't like him. So, of course, people got up on social media and talked about it, because that's where they said that they don't like, quote, "everything he says," end quote, because he does have some conversations that consist of, quote, "cringe including or inducing babble," end quote. Because the character does sound like a 14-year-old middle school person, and he's trying to sound tough. And players did agree with that sentiment because they said that he was no fun at all. But other people said that he's pretty hilarious sometimes. So you have to find out if Marius is good enough for you. I gotta see if he's good enough for me. We'll see. The game is live. Speaking of games, and you could probably help out with this one. Eurogamer.net did say that Great Ormond Street Hospital Charity Steam Sale is up. And that is the Great Ormond Street Hospital Charity, who now has a big collection of games on Steam. When you purchase the games, that would help them raise some money for the new Children's Cancer Center in London. And some of the games are I'll Be Brave Tomorrow. There would also be others like Construction Simulator, Limbadas, the Base Drone Constructor, Let's Build a Zoo, Calico, Spirit of the Island, Rover Builder, some co-op games, Bombfest, Heads Up, Phones Down Edition, and a bunch of other games. It is a charity sale. And there's a lot of games on sale. So when you buy that game, that goes right to the charity for that hospital. These are not going to that sale, but maybe some other sales down the line. Gamatsu did say that Relic Entertainment did announce the turn-based strategy game Earth vs. Mars for PC. So if you like a turn-based strategy game, Earth vs. Mars will launch on Steam this summer. We'll stick with Gamatsu because they also said the Megatrain multiplayer sandbox game called Engine Fall was announced for PC as well. Well, this is a multiplayer sandbox game that combines some high-stakes combat with survival, crafting, and some long-term progression on board a Megatrain, which will launch for PC via Steam early next year.
Oh, but the horror game. PC Games End, it says that the horror game, and it costs $6 already. And it's called No Skin. It did arrive yesterday, and it's already earned a 98% positive Steam rating. And it's only $6. And PlayStationLifestyle.com did say that. There's some PlayStation Plus classics that was leaked by Taiwan's Rating Board website. And WALL-E, which is based on the Disney Pixar franchise, could be heading to PlayStation 5 and 4. But when, we don't know. Gamatsu on Blue Sky said, Disney Pixar WALL-E has been rated for PlayStation 5 and 4 in Taiwan. This should be an emulation title for the PlayStation Plus Classics catalog. Unclear when it'll be the PlayStation 2 or PSP version, though. We'll see what happens with that one, including all the other news that could drop tomorrow. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.